Do the tough things first.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness,
adding value, showing that you have value,
to the downside of venture capital.
You will not own the company.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline. Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, and today's guest host. I'm Rob Artigo, guest host for this edition of Tough Things First with Ray Zinn. Hi, Ray.
How you doing, Rob? Thanks for joining me again.
It's great to be back. And one thing that I keep getting stuck on at night is it's hard to sleep these days. We've got the presidential campaign, and I'm so frustrated because I have this plan to go to the polls and vote for everything on the ballot, and just I feel like not voting for the presidential ticket on either side, just because I'm dissatisfied with both candidates, and I just feel like that's the best way to go. Am I stepping on my own toes?
Well, you know, I appreciate your frustrations. You know, I understand how you feel. This campaign has been, you know, far different than any campaign that I have ever witnessed in my 79 years of living on this earth. Of course, haven't been able to vote up until I was 21, but in my 50 years or so of voting, 50, I guess 60 years, I've never seen it quite this raucous and just very disappointing the way that each candidate is treating the other. Certainly not the kind of way that I view a presidential candidate should be. And so I do appreciate and understand how you feel. But I would like to say that the only control you have is through your constitutional right to vote. And so by not voting, you are losing control. And you don't want to do that. What you do is you should vote, and vote the way you believe is going to give, you know, as I said, there's no perfect solution in this one, but the best outcome that you believe you can get under the circumstances. But it's important that you do vote, because that's the only power you have in the whole election process. And I don't want you to regret down the road saying, I'm so disgusted, I'm not even going to vote. I mean, that should not be the way that we Americans should treat our this very valuable and important right that we have, and that is to vote our voice. And so I don't know how you feel about that, but that's certainly my advice, is to at least exercise the power you do have. The only candidates that are out there, and pick one and go ahead and vote. And by not voting is not exercising the power that you do have. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do. And I think that what you're saying is logical, and it makes sense to me. It certainly appeals to me to say that I don't want to give up any of my rights. And by not doing something, I am in fact giving up that right. If I'm not exercising it, I'm just giving it up. But I've seen many presidential campaigns. I've covered presidential campaigns as a reporter, many political campaigns, and I've never seen anything like this, where it just seems like I'm darned if I do and darned if I don't.
No, I appreciate that. And unfortunately, in life, not everything happens the way we want. And we just have to, you know, play with the hand that we're dealt. And so this is the hand that we have at this time. And this country is such a great country. I don't believe that any one candidate is going to destroy this nation. So with that in mind, I would just vote the way you feel, using that enable power that you have, that freedom to vote that you do have. I'd go ahead and exercise that, and let the cards fall how they may. And again, we can only hope and pray that our country comes together after the election, and we continue to build on this great nation that we have.
Well, it's certainly something that I'll think about. I wasn't fully committed to that plan to just go in there and not vote for the presidential ticket, but it was my plan. And even though I didn't think that, I wasn't heading imminently into the polls to not vote, but it certainly was what I had in my mind is what I was going to do. And now I have a big question mark next to that. I don't think that necessarily that's what I'll end up doing.
Well, thank you for expressing your feelings. I'm sure the other listeners We invite them to join in. Write to us on Tough Things First. Let us know what you think of what we said today regarding the elections and your right to vote. Don't give that up. When you give it up, you're giving up one of the more important rights that you have in this country. Please let us know how you feel. And I hope you enjoy this podcast.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you, Rob.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.